70 years ago, WQED became America's first community-supported public television station. Since then, we've expanded our service to the community through classical music, educational activities, podcasts, and community events. We'll continue to serve the needs of our neighbors, but we need your help. Invest in WQED in any amount today in honor of Public Media Giving Days. Then spread the word. Text, post, or call your neighbors and friends and encourage them to make a donation too. Each contribution will be matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000 thanks to a generous match from the WQED Board of Directors. Do your part now.
You are listening to the Voice of the Arts, WQED FM. I'm Jim Cunningham. Hillary Hahn is here. Hillary, when are you coming back to Pittsburgh? We miss you.
Oh my goodness, I miss Pittsburgh too. I've been realizing lately there are a lot of places that I go to a lot, and the world is a big place. And then even though I try to go everywhere, I realize there are places I haven't been for a decade, 2 decades. And ultimately, I do get back there. So I'm sure very soon I will find myself in Pittsburgh, and I'm very happy to be there.
Now, we think of you as a Pittsburgher through and through. Very early in your career, you came here. Who was it? Was it Lauren Mazel that brought you? I remember you were a teenager, your dad. You came to WQED FM very early on.
Yeah, I think I was 15 or maybe 14. I think I was 14. I was just starting to work with Mazel. It might have been my first performance with Mazel. I had met him, and then there was a benefit for the World Wildlife Fund. It had something to do with Silent Spring, and there was a concert, and I played with Mazel in Pittsburgh, and it went great. And then from there, we went to Europe. Ultimately, we wound up touring Europe together with the Bayerischer Rundfunk, but it began in Pittsburgh through, actually, Andres Cardenas, the concertmaster, introduced us, who I'd worked with at the Scanny Atlas Festival in upstate New York, where he was visiting concertmaster. You just never know. You never know where one thing is going to lead. And here we are.
It's funny. I remember very well meeting your dad and meeting you, and it was just such great fun. And you remembered some details. The Silent Spring connection is Rachel Carson is from Western Pennsylvania, Springdale, which is right outside Pittsburgh. You've had a long association with Pittsburgh since then. You later went on tour again, did you not? I think you've been on tour more than once with the Pittsburgh Symphony. In any case, you've been at Heinz Hall.
Oh, it's a great group. I love Heinz Hall. Pittsburgh is a great city. I'm excited to get back at some point. A lot of things have been happening lately that have kind of, I guess, over one's career phases happen. But I recently, for example, so I'm telling Pittsburghers, don't give up hope, because recently I managed to make it work to go to Australia again. And I'd been there in the meantime, but I realized it had been 20 years since I played there last. You know, so many close organized concerts that just didn't quite work logistically. And there's just a lot that goes on behind the scenes. You know, you try to make something happen, and for one reason or another, it doesn't. And then suddenly it does. And then you're off to the races.
Wow. And where is home now? Do you still have family in Baltimore?
I do still have family in Baltimore. I still consider myself from Baltimore. I'm now up in the Boston area, but I'm also just in the world. I think I live in hotels in the world as much as I live at home. So maybe a global citizen?
I believe that's the case. And Frankfurt was one of your stops on the globe for the terrific new recording, Eclipse. Why Eclipse? The title.
Well, there's a lot in this album that brings me to the thought of the shifting of momentum. So there's in an eclipse, you have the shifting of the celestial bodies to change the light. In the composer's lives, you have their original musical identity that shifts. And then by the time they write these pieces, they're in the full swing of their professional lives, and they've incorporated their own musical language with what they grew up with. And there's also the sort of shifting of location and shifting of experiences. in the course of making the album. So there was a lot that sort of went through a transition in the music and also in life and in the lives of audience members and the existence of this particular field of music in the few years before the album is coming out now.
So you have Dvorak, the sprawling violin concerto that he wrote, and Ginastera, who we don't hear very often, written for Ruggero Ricci and the New York Philharmonic with Bernstein in 1963, was it? And then the Carmen Variations by Sarasate at the end. Terrific combination of pieces. I love it when DJs like it when we get something we've never heard before or doesn't come up very often. So the Ginastera is a real discovery. And you never can go wrong with the Carmen Variations. Everybody loves Bizet's Carmen. So great. And the Dvorak has the Czech music, lots of wonderful nationalistic flavor there. Delicious set.
Thank you. I love all those pieces. I'm trying these days to build projects on collaborations. If I have a piece or a collaboration I really want to do, I try to find that core combination that's magic, and then I build the rest of the project based on that magic zone of collaboration. What are they passionate about? What am I passionate about? Where do we overlap? And where are our individual strengths and where are the collective strengths? And I feel like this project is really successful in that way, because I have worked with this orchestra, with the Frankfurt Radio Symphony, for decades, and we've toured the world. We've played on different continents and lots of different pieces. And then with Andres, I've done a lot of performances in different places in the decade that we've been working together, different musical contexts as well. And we've really built a collaboration that has a strong identity. And he, with the orchestra, he was completing his time as music director, and it was really a pinnacle of their collaboration too. And so to find if it's a Venn diagram, you find the shared space and build a project within that was really special for me musically.
Now, are all the limited edition copies gone? I love the unboxing, which is out there on the the internet. You get a vinyl.
With Poppy the guinea pig.
Poppy the guinea pig, and you get a signed copy. And what all else is in the limited edition? It's just great.
Yeah, you know, I think it's fun to build a box set around an album, because for so long, albums came out in one format, and now we have all these different ways we can listen to them, and everyone has a different relationship to the different formats, whether it's vinyl or CD or streaming. You know, some people like to hold something in their hands. Some people like to care for their vinyl and listen to it in surround. Other people listen on the go. I definitely listen to most of my music through my AirPods because of the nature of my lifestyle. And putting together the boxed set, also we were like, what would be nice for people who enjoy the tactile aspect of this experience? And so we put together a signed art print by the photographer I love working with, OJ Slaughter. We did the photo shoot and selected a print for that, and I signed it. And then there's a page of the Ginastera Cadenza, which is a spectacular piece of music. And I wrote my markings in it the way that I write for myself, not in a printed way, but actually by hand. And so that's my page of that. And yeah, it's just sometimes there's even a key fob that we designed that is a special edition item. And sometimes that's part of the set and sometimes it's separate depending on the region. But there's a lot in there that postcards, you know, art print postcards. It was just really fun to put together, and DG really, Deutsche Grammophon really put it together in a way that feels nice and is very special to look at. And each booklet has some different aspects to it. The LP booklet has a certain visual aspect that is possible because it's so big. And then the CD booklet, we could include a lot of different things in there because of its size. So, yeah, It's really fun to put it together, and it's put together with love for all the fans.
So great. I can't imagine you losing your keys. Do you even have keys to a car?
I do have keys, and I have to be very vigilant because I go so many places. If I lose something once, it's lost forever. So, yes, I guard them very carefully. So the fob actually is on my violin case. It's also a zipper pull. So, yeah.
And how was it in Frankfurt? I love that the Germans still have radio orchestras. In this country, it's been since Toscanini that we had a radio orchestra with the German government. They're always arguing about it. I noticed yesterday the Austrians cut some funding to contemporary music on the ORF, and the BBC's, the BBC's always arguing about the license fee and that kind of thing. But just the same, in Europe, you have radio orchestras that have a giant radio studio with a soundstage where an orchestra plays. It's amazing.
It's terrific. It's terrific. And also, they have really varied repertoire. They have their own sound. They're always on their toes. It's one thing to be preparing for concerts all the time, and that keeps you on your toes in a certain way, but also that it's recorded and you can always hear yourself back. It also gives you that feedback where you know who you are as a musician and as an orchestra. And also over in Europe, there's a sort of approach to the lifestyle of being a musician that's nice to experience. I don't think it's better or worse. It's just a little bit different. It's part of the culture, and they are supported in that way, especially by the radio. They do know what they're showing up to every day and what they're showing up to every year. And it's a nice thing to be able to be part of.
We have been using your Paris collection as a thank you gift to people that call in during our fundraising drives, and a number of
wonderful
people have selected it. So you can find it on our website all the time. For the past year, it's been there.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Thank you.
I know you have to run. I'll give your love to Andres Cardenas. He's right across the street running the orchestra program at Carnegie Mellon. So I'll tell him.
Yes, do. Yeah, he was huge for me in those early years, and I have mad respect for him.
All the best to you, Hilary Hahn, and have a wonderful end of the year. I can't believe it. We're down to the last quarter of 2022, but let's forget the last couple of years with the exception of your preparation for the recording of Eclipse. Bravo. Such a personal note that you wrote in the booklet that comes with the set. Such a joy always to speak with you and to hear you play. Thank you.
Thank you so much.